off of a coach doing the little things. And a lot of schools have those moms and dads, those team parents that can relieve the coaches of some of their duties. And a lot of times when a coach comes in his first year, he doesn't have that. He's the guy setting up all the team dinners. He's the guy doing all the fundraising. He's the guy putting together the book weekly and who's going to work the concession stands and who's going to work the front gate. And he has to do all those kinds of things. So it's kind of nice at MA, that part that you walked into, you had a little bit of a foundation. And I'm sure that's enabled you to maybe step over a couple things and move on to more fun stuff like coaching football.
Oh, yeah. We have the greatest group of parents you could possibly ask for. You mentioned Susan Moore. I mean, I consider her like our president, VP of football operations, general manager, whatever title you want to give her. I mean, it's amazing how much she can do to give back. And it's not just setting up team dinners and stuff like that. I mean, she's there every day helping kids with their academics. I mean, she's an amazing person. All of our team moms, it's just they are so willing and committed to making sure that our kids have the best experience of being there for them on the field and off the field that, you know, I've never seen parent support like this. And, you know, we really try to stress family and building a community. And that's more than just the guys on the team. That's parents, that's brothers, sisters. Everyone is part of this larger football community, you know, our dance team, our band, everyone all around. And it's just been an amazing experience. And, you know, we've seen it start to grow. And it's something that we, you know, hope to continue to grow in the future. But, yeah, I mean, every school, I know every coach has their group. But for me, you know, I'm a little bit biased. But, you know, I consider myself to have the best in CCS. And, I mean, they're just amazing.
So. Yeah, they're very good. There are a lot of other very good ones around the PAL. But I think fortuitous. I know some other coaches have walked in first year, and I just feel like, oh, wow, that's got to be tough. And because I'm so close to the program here, I'm have some of the ins, and I know Susan Moore's been here forever. Mrs. Camarillo was another one. She was here forever.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we really appreciate you coming down here and joining us in studio. We will be live this Friday night. We're going to be live next Friday night. We got Woodside Live for you guys as well. So we're all over MA the rest of the year. And hopefully beyond, you guys will take that into the CCS playoffs. Thanks a lot for coming down. We'll see you on Friday night.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. It's Bryce Rogers and Stavro Papadakis. Coach Mitchell made it down. I didn't have a chance to ask him any questions. Sorry. But Adia Ravipati, head coach in his first year, also joining us here on Inside the PAAL. Coming up next, Kateri is going to come by. We're going to talk a little bit about the Ocean Division. Kevin Huo will talk a little bit about the Lake Division as well. We've got our picks of the week. And I'm also going to get a little bit into the rest of the CCS because we are at the midpoint. And we're going to start talking about some of these teams that the MAs and the Aragons of the world are going to be playing in CCS. That's all coming up on Inside the PAL.
And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold a throne.
Hi, this is Evan Andriola from Aragon High School. Tune in on Inside the PAL every Wednesday night on 89.1 to hear the longest-running high school sports show on the peninsula, now in its 19th season. From highlights, stats, and interviews from coaches and players from all around the league, all here on the home of the big bands, 89.1 KCEA.
Hey, this is Justin Hsu from Aragon High School. Having trouble reaching us on air? Go ahead and visit kcea.org and click the Brown Philco radio in the top left corner to tune in. Also, don't forget that any radio streaming app available on your smartphone will get the job done as well. Don't let poor connections stop you from getting the best Bay Area high school sports experience here at KCEA Radio, 89.1 FM, the home of the big band.
Hi, this is Kevin Ho from Sam Tail High School. Listen every Friday night for the game of the week here on 89.1 KCEA. From all the action in the Peninsula Athletic League, whether it's a touchdown in football or a swish in the basketball game, join 89.1 KCEA for the 18th year of broadcasting here on 89.1 KCEA, the home of the big bands.
Hey, this is Larry Kruger. You're listening to Inside the PAL on 89.1 KCEA.
Is your high school team playing on our game of the week and you can't make it to the game or get our signal over the air? Then you can listen to KCEA on the web. Just go to www.kcea.org. Click on the Brown Philco radio to listen live right here on 89.1 KCEA. the home of the big bands.
Hi, this is Justin Hsu from Aragon High School. Can't get enough of KCEA? Visit our Facebook page for even more Bay Area High School sports coverage. Search KCEA Sports on Facebook for interviews, trivia, and find out what happened today in PAL history. All this and much more on our Facebook page, 89.1 KCEA, the home of the big band.
Welcome back to Inside the PAL. We are taking you inside the Peninsula Athletic League. If you're just joining us, you missed some really good stuff. I just was saying goodbye to our guests, Stavro Papadakis and Bryce Rogers from Menlo Atherton, as well as head coach at Dear Brava Potty, also joining us on the program. At top of the hour, Steve Sell was with us, 16th year at Aragon as head coach. He is the dean of PAL coaches. Tanner Nguyen, the transfer quarterback, played its Cedar Rapids school in Rockport, Texas. Now he plays for the Dons. He was with us. Art Testani at the top of the 7 o'clock hour led us off. So we've been weaving our way through some of the South Bay, and the game coming up this Friday night is going to be Aragon and Menlo Atherton, 6:30 pregame. 7 o'clock is going to be the kickoff. That would be a Bay Division game. We do not have an Ocean Division game coming up soon. In fact, in a couple weeks, it's MA and Sacred Heart Prep, and then we go San Mateo Carlmont. We'll jump into Lake Division. We'll have Kevin talking Lake Division here in just a few minutes. But first, we need to talk a little bit about the Ocean Division, and for that, we bring in, from Woodside High School, Kateri Kulo. Kateri, for the first time all year, your Woodside Wildcats tasted defeat.
I know, but I'm actually going to come back to them because I'm going to start with the Half Moon Bay versus South San Francisco game because 31-0, Half Moon Bay.
Half Moon Bay does not give up points.
No.
They have done an incredible job this year of the teams that they've beaten. Just amazing what they've been able to put together so far.
Yeah, well, they've had three shutouts, okay? So they've beaten Prospect 57-0, El Camino 39-0, and now South San Francisco 31-0. So they're undefeated, 5-0.
And then you add in 42-7 over Monterey and 51-6 over Los Altos. Then they're not just beating teams, they're beating them handily. The first four games, those were teams that I expected Half Moon Bay to beat, and I don't think it's a shock. Maybe how much they won by maybe a shock. But playing South San Francisco, that was one of our picks of the week. I considered that a coin flip game.
Really?
In fact, some of us on this very staff picked South San Francisco. That's how close we thought this one might be. We just didn't know. So to go to South San Francisco and to win 31-0, extremely impressive. And once again, it's that man, Matt Spiegelman.
Oh, yeah.
Guest on Inside the PAL a few weeks ago. But Spiegelman, once again, doing most of the damage. He had a couple touchdown runs, 3 and 15 yards. He also scored on a 16-yard touchdown pass, leading Half Moon Bay to the victory.
Mm-hmm. They took a 10-0 lead before the first half. And through five games, Half Moon Bay has outscored their opponents 210-13.
With all those wins. That's an aggregate score. It's absolutely ridiculous. Now, they will be tested this week, and we're going to get to the games coming up this week. We'll talk a little bit about them, I should say. But they get Menlo this week. Menlo, 28-28, 42-42, 35. They put up points. It's going to be tough to shut out McKenzie, Moorhead, and the Menlo Knights.
Yeah, well, Menlo just took the win over Woodside, 35-20. Not a huge win, but I mean, it's decent. Sad on my part, the Woodside Wildcats got their first loss, but I mean, it's Menlo. They've been playing pretty good. Can't be too surprised.
Battled a couple undefeated teams. It was a back and forth game, tied at 14 at halftime. Woodside actually took a 6-point lead, 20-14 before Menlo came back. They scored 21 straight, one on a Robert Lopez 37-yard interception for a touchdown. Defensively, Menlo, 6 sacks. They had 3 interceptions. Alex Gold, 3.5 of those sacks. Defensively, they just shut. They were better in the second half than Woodside was. And Mark Newton's schemes offensively, so tough to stop them the way they throw. Now they got McKenzie Moorhead. He's the new quarterback, threw for 178 yards and a touchdown. They've got Charlie Roth and Charlie Ferguson that both have been lighting it up. Catching and running the ball. Ferguson ran for 137 yards and a couple scores. Chester Riley, incidentally, his 70-yard touchdown was the one that gave Woodside that 20-14 lead, but then just kind of ran out of gas. And Menlo, very good team, as we found out.
I mean, it's one thing to come out starting strong, but for the second half, in my opinion, you need to come out even stronger. You can't start to be like, oh, I think, you know, we're playing better. We have the win. We can slow down. Like, you need to keep up that momentum to gain the win.
And unfortunately for Woodside, it's always that you grow throughout the year. You're always trying to work on things. But the Carmont game, Carmont won the second half, and that's a C-League opponent. The Sequoia game, Sequoia outscored them 26-0 in the second half. Now, they won the game in overtime, which is great, especially for the Woodside fans. But you were outscored 26-0 in the second half. And in this game, they were outscored 21-6 in the second half. So that's an area where, you know, Woodside, they go, okay, you know, that third quarter, that first couple series now are going to be paramount to what they can do in the second half. You start to get a little, you got to stop defensively, maybe you score offensively, and then you're like, okay, let's start playing ball in the second half. But you got to win, you got to win all four quarters, and they've been having a little trouble in that second half.
Definitely. That's always a big part of the game. Hillsdale took the win 63 over Kings Academy 35 last Friday.
Huge. I mean, you can do the quick math. 98 points. Amazing. In fact, I was reading in the paper, last time Hillsdale scored that much, it was over Kings Academy. They scored 66.
Really?
Yeah, a few years back.
That's incredible.
Cam Taylor, 144 yards and 4 touchdowns. We had him in studio a few weeks back, as well as the head coach, Mike Perotti. In addition to Brett Wetland, who's the quarterback, he threw for 198 yards, hitting 2/3 of his 27 passes and 2 touchdowns. Michael Johnson, the freshman quarterback, who's also the coach's son for Kings Academy, had a couple touchdowns as well. Marcel Washington had a huge week in addition for Kings Academy. But Kings Academy ends up with their first loss of the year.
Yeah, well, last week, you know, we were picking the orders of not exactly what we think the teams were going to rank in, but what's been going on so far. And as I remember saying when I first made my picks, was it can change any second, because they were most of them, I think only one or two of the teams had only had one loss. But now this last week, they all played each other, the Ocean Division. So it's all changed now. Like one game.
Yet I've learned nothing.
Yep.
I know less than I did last week. And that's going to be one of our picks of the week coming up in a little bit. And in all honesty, this is kind of what we expected out of the Ocean Division. Last year, a three-way tie for second at 3-2. The fifth-place team was Woodside. They were 2-3, and they had beaten the second-place team. I mean, it's a mess. It's going to be a mess again this year. Going 5-0, Aragon went 4-1 last year and won the division. Going undefeated might not happen. One thing, and Coach Sell alluded to it just for a moment, that they have this year they did not have last year, is a lot of teams got the non-league wins. And when it gets to the end of the year and you get all your power points, only one team from the Ocean gets the automatic bid to CCS. The other teams are going to be hoping for at-large bids. But if you've got a non-league record, like, you know, obviously Menlo, Half Moon Bay, Woodside, and Kings Academy, they can't all win the division, yet they were all 4-0 in the non-league.
Exactly.
Which means somebody's going to have 7 wins, not win the league, or even 8 wins, and they're going to get the at-large bids. I think the Ocean Division, even though obviously not everybody can win, is going to put at least 1, 2 outside shot, even 3 at-large teams into the CCS playoffs.
That's why when you come out to a new game, you have to remember it's a new game. You can't focus on what happened last game or how you played this team before, because each win, each game, each quarter is important.
Very well said.
Thank you.
what do we got coming up this week?
This week we have Menlo at Half Moon Bay, Woodside at Hillsdale, and South San Francisco at Kings Academy.
All 7 o'clock kickoffs.
Can't wait.
Kateri, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in a minute with your picks. We, however, before we get to our picks of the week, we are going to move our attention to the Lake Division. And you know what? Come to think of it, I do not think I got Kevin's picks of the week last week. Did you write them down somewhere, Kevin? I don't know that. I think you just missed out. So before we get to the picks of the week, let's do the our rundown of the Lake Division. What has happened and what is happening?
Thank you, John. I thought you almost forgot me. You know, at this point, in the Lake Division, we have last week the Bearcats took on the Grizzlies,
which was the game of the week. We talked a lot. Kevin, unfortunately, under the weather last week, he was not here. It was a little bit of a bummer because we did talk about Jefferson, San Mateo. Two or three teams we feel pretty confident are going to end up on top of the lake. These were going to be two of them.
You know, both teams really great. Jefferson Grizzlies defeated the Bearcats. So final score, 53-26. They are right now 1-0 in the Peninsula Athletic League as Bearcats and the Grizzlies' first league game of the year. Some of the highlight scores: Grizzlies led 14-13 in the first quarter. Mari Damari, Qual Davis, 313 total yards, 15-21 passes, 209 yards for two touchdowns. And interesting enough, he actually rushed for 8 carries throughout the game, you know, allowing them to score so much.
And what's even amazing, he had 8 carries for 101 yards. I'm thinking 12 and a half yards a carry. Very impressive. Incidentally, another guest in studio on Inside the PAL.
I'm not sure if we had David Benjamin Jr.
He was not here. No, he was not in studio. No,
he ran for the game high 134 yards, also 2 touchdowns, a game filled with touchdowns. On the Bearcats side, the Bearcats did not have as good of a game as I hoped or we hoped. They had 4 turnovers. Joshua Vakava, usually the star player, with 3 fumbles, and Anderson Perdomo, though, with 125 rushing yards.
Vakava also rushed for 134 yards, incidentally. He had a little trouble holding on to the ball, but did rush for 134, and Coach Scheller knows that that's one of the kids that he is going to rely on both offensively and defensively. Just an off day, and that's just going to happen.
And for the Bearcats, they weren't able to claw past the Grizzlies, who are also clawing at them.
You're waiting all time to say that word,
Jay. There you go, John. The Lake Division, just breaking down the first league game. Jefferson winning, of course. Carmont winning 1-0 right now. Mills and Cappuccino had byes and to be played. And San Mateo and El Camino at 0-1. Just, you know, a little preview, I guess, for the Bearcats and the Vikings coming up this Friday. Mills, you know, having a bye this, you know, past week, they're definitely going to be rejuvenated, excited for their first league game taking on the Bearcats. But, you know, it's going to be exciting. And also at San Mateo High School.
And interestingly enough, both teams have played gun. San Mateo won 40-0, and Mills won 34-7. So similar scores, but it looks like San Mateo a little bit more of their way with gun. It is one common opponent. You don't get many of those. But should be a good game.
Definitely. Some games going around. So Mills traveling to San Mateo, Cappuccino at El Camino, and Jefferson will be traveling to Carmont for their games.
And Carmont right now, the other undefeated team, both those squads are 1-0 in league. As Kevin mentioned, Mills and Cappuccino start league this week. Cappuccino actually played last week. They played San Lorenzo Valley. They lost. A little bit of a surprise there. However, Jefferson plays Carlmont, so somebody's going to be 2-0 in first place at the end of this week, which the rest of the leagues, I think, are going to be much more of a jumble. Right now, Jefferson, I don't know if anybody can get past Jefferson. And they're looking really good right now. Carlmont under Coach Januario, obviously a shot. And I think Cappuccino is sneaky good, but I'm surprised they lost that game to SLV. Any other final thoughts, Cap, before we get to our picks of the week?
Just quickly, I mean, last few shows we mentioned that the Lake Division is going to be very stagnated as the teams in the non-league division definitely prove their worth. But coming to the league, I feel like they're really starting to show their true colors. And hopefully whoever, you know, plays the best will be able to make it to CCS.
Actually, you know what else I need from you?
Yeah.
And I will talk for 2 minutes while you're thinking about it.
I need your picks, your top six
from last week, John.
Yeah, you were not from last week. I need your because last week on the show you weren't here. We all predicted the standings 1 through 6 for our particular leagues. So obviously Kateri did the Ocean, and then Evan and Justin both did the Bay Division. I'll give you a couple seconds to look over the Lake Division, and I'll get your picks as well. So at the end of the year, I can make fun of you, because that's what I do. No, I make fun of my own picks, because usually, especially when you're dealing with things like the Ocean Division, it's just so hard because you don't know. I mean, they only play 5 league games, and not one team can end up undefeated. It's just week in and week out. It's just so competitive. I don't know if it's the strongest league. Obviously, the Ocean isn't. And even the Bay Division, I don't know if it's the strongest league. But, boy, is it competitive. And if you include the Ocean, I mean, 1 through 12 right now, the PAL is as a tightly grouped bunch of teams as I can imagine. Since we've been doing the show, it seems like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to get before we have our picks of the week coming up here in just a moment. First, we are going to get Kevin's predictions for the Lake Division.
They're definitely going to make a splash, all the teams. I'm dropping it all over.
Wow.
The Bearcats will, of course, be number one, John. You know, it's regardless of what everyone else thinks. You know, I'm a true Bearcat.
Okay.
Number two, we have Jefferson. Right now, with a 4-1 non-league and 1 league, I have to say, you know, they really took on the Bearcats and played them well. So, number two. Number three, we have the Mills Vikings. Definitely excited for them.
Coach Krieger in his fourth year, brother of Barrett, also a guest on Inside the PAL.
At number four, I have the Carmont Scots, and number five, Cappuccino, and El Camino at number six.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. I appreciate
you being
caught up. Now, one final of business on tonight's show. We've got our picks of the week, and I see Evan running his hand through his hair, trying to look all good. So I guess he's got some kind of winning pick, or maybe that's luck. I don't know what that look is. But Evan right now, rather, 2-3 last week, 14-16. Kevin, thank you very much. Breaking down the Lake Division for us. And now Kevin's going to race out there and get his picks of the week. Evan is going to start off, however, 14-16. He's 2 games ahead of Kevin, and he's a game ahead of Justin, tied with Kateri as far as the student section goes. It is going to start off with the game. We'll be live from Menlo Atherton, Coach Parks Field, 6:30. Pregame, 7 o'clock is the kickoff for MA and Menlo Atherton. Evan, that's where we're starting.
Yeah, there should be no surprise there. I'm going with my Dons for our game of the week. For Menlo at Half Moon Bay, I was very impressed with Half Moon Bay last week, and they're 5-0 overall. I'm taking Half Moon Bay for that game. For Jefferson at Carmont, I was also pretty impressed with Jefferson's game. I'm taking Jefferson there. For Milpitas at Los Gatos, I'm going with Los Gatos. They're a pretty good team. And Bellarmine at Reardon, that's a good WCAL matchup. I'm going to go with Bellarmine there.
All right, Evan. Aragon, Half Moon Bay, Jefferson, Los Gatos, and Bellarmine. It's just so hard to even think about, even if you take yourself back 2 weeks, to take Reardon over Bellarmine just seems like a crazy proposition. Not so. Reardon is very good right now. They've already beaten Sarah. They've beaten Mitty. They are good. All right. Next up, we've got Justin. Justin is all or none. He was 5-0 2 weeks ago to get him all the way back up to 500. And then last week he was 1-4. So now he's 13-17. Justin, but that does mean, like the Giants, you're an every other week kind of guy. So I'm expecting big things this week.
I was just about to say that, John. I'm hoping for another 5-0 this week. I'm an all or nothing roller coaster man. And here we go. Aragon at Menlo Atherton. I'm going to have to go with my Dons. It was a really tough decision. But Aragon it is. Menlo at Half Moon Bay, clash of 2 undefeated overall Ocean Division teams. But I'm going to have to go with Half Moon Bay. They've been playing very well. And they will ultimately be too much for Menlo. Jefferson at Carmont. I'm going to go with Carmont. Milpitas at Los Gatos. Can never doubt Los Gatos. I'm going to go with them. And Bellarmine at Reardon. Reardon's just been playing too well lately. Can't forget that they beat SHP earlier on in the preseason. And that's who I'm going with, Reardon.
All right. Aragon, Half Moon Bay, Carmont, Los Gatos, and Reardon. wow, Reardon, they're beating all the Open Division teams from last year. The Open Division Championship last year was Sacred Heart Prep beat Bellarmine. Well, Reardon's beat, I guess Reardon plays them this week. They've already beaten Sacred Heart Prep, though. And they beat Mitty and Sarah, who all also played in the Open Division. They have been playing very well so far. And they have a win over MA. That win over MA now, that 19-point win or 17-point win, that sure looks like a good loss to MA now. Whereas maybe it didn't look all that great. Reardon, usually the 7th or 8th play team in the WCAL. Not the case this year. All right, moving on, we have got Kateri. Kateri, 14-16, tied with Evan atop the student section as far as our picks of the week. Kateri, we need some winners.
For Aragon at MA, I'm going to go with MA Bears.
Step Bears.
Oh, get over it. For Menlo at Half Moon Bay, that's hard because, you know, Ocean Division teams are both undefeated. But Menlo did just beat my Woodside Wildcats, so I'm going to go with Half Moon Bay. Jefferson at Carlmont, I'm going to go with Carlmont. And then for the next game, I'm going to go with Los Gatos. And for Bellarmine at Reardon, I'm going to go with Bellarmine.
All right. The Bells, Los Gatos, Carlmont, Half Moon Bay, and Menlo Atherton. All right, Kevin. Kevin now is 5 games behind. It's going to be tough to catch up. However, he may be 5 games behind, but he's like 12-13. So his overall percentage is actually atop all the students, but he is 5 games less. So I don't know. We'll figure out a way to make him get him to make up. So, however, if you just end up winning them all this week, it's not going to worry about how many games you've played in. It all starts with Aragon MA, Kev.
John, I think the Dons would have won. So there you go. Aragon MA, Aragon Menlo at Half Moon Bay. Half Moon, so the moon's going to come up halfway, so they're not going to fall asleep anyways. There you go, Half Moon Bay.
Wow.
Jefferson at Carlmont. Jefferson beat Sam Taylor last week, so have to go with Carlmont, the Scots. Milpitas at Los Gatos. Los Gatos sounds good to me. I've been there before, too, so it's pretty cool. Bellarmine at Reardon. You know what? I'm feeling Bellarmine.
All right, Bellarmine, Los Gatos, Carlmont, Half Moon Bay, and Aragon. I have also been to Los Gatos, and Los Gatos really is close. When you go down south, thank you very much, Kevin. When you go down south to Salinas and Palma and San Benito, you do get that kind of town ball feeling where, you know, everybody comes out on a Friday night and there's a couple thousand kids in the school and a couple thousand kids in the stadium, and you get more of that kind of feeling. You lose a little bit of that up as you start moving north. There's just a ton of schools. And there's just a lot of stuff going on. You just don't necessarily week in and week out get that kind of atmosphere at each school. You do at Los Gatos. Los Gatos is as close to town ball as you're going to get north of the Salinas area. So they have great support there. They have for years. They've had between Charlie Wiedemeyer and Coach Catalico and now Coach Crail, they've had 3 coaches in like 45, 50 years. And they've built a great tradition of football there. Fun to watch a football game there. However, we'll get to my picks. I'm not going to take them. All right, my picks of the week, Menlo Atherton, Aragon. I picked MA to come in 2nd in the Bay Division behind Sacred Heart Prep. So, which means I've got MA beating Aragon. Menlo and Half Moon Bay, I've got 5 people taking Half Moon Bay. You know, that they look real good, and Menlo is going to a place where it's cold. They might not be comfortable, but I don't know if they can stop Mackenzie Moorhead. They've been shutting out everybody else. Menlo, a little different scheme. I'm going to go with the Menlo Knights. Jefferson and Carlmont, not expecting what Jefferson did to San Mateo. Therefore, I like Jefferson again. Qual Davis, once again, a guest here on Inside the PAL. Los Gatos and Milpitas, I'm going to go with the Trojans of Milpitas. And then finally, Reardon and Bellarmine, I have drunk the Kool-Aid. I am going Reardon Crusaders. I'm not going against that team again until they lose. MA, Menlo, Jefferson, Milpitas, and Reardon are my picks. We have a great game coming up on Friday night. It's going to be Aragon and Menlo Atherton. 6:30 will be the pregame. Kickoff 7 o'clock. You can hear the action right here on 89.1 KCEA. Always a great game when those two teams hook up. And we'll talk about it on Friday night. I'll bring back all the fantastic finishes. It seems like every time they played, it's about a touchdown game and usually decided late in the fourth. So 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here on 89.1 KCEA. I want to thank our guests on tonight's show. Of course, Art Testoni. He's with us every Wednesday night. Tanner Nguyen from Aragon High School, the quarterback as well as the head coach from Aragon, Steve Sell. In studio, we had Stavro Papadakis and Bryce Rogers from Menlo Atherton, as well as the head coach from MA, Adir Ravapati. Kateri Kulo, Kevin Huo, Evan Andriola, and Justin Hsu are student staff here running the SSKCEA, pushing the buttons, and all contributing to the different leagues on tonight's show. Once again, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. It'll be Aragon and MA. That's this Friday night. For everyone here at 89.1 KCEA, my name is John Mylod. We will see you at the game.
Sequoia Sports Classics, Inside the PAL with John Mylod. KCEA Atherton, Redwood City, a broadcast service of the Sequoia Union High School District. KCEA Atherton, Redwood City, online at kcea.org, the home of the Big Band.